that real good feel. Now, back to a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live and on location. Rolling on 35s,
pretty girl by my side. All right, welcome back to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, live from the Red Ivy in Chicago. The Browns backers starting to file in here, getting ready for tonight's preseason finale against the Chicago Bears. We are efforting John Mullen from CSN Comcast in Chicago to preview the Bears side of things for tonight. Right now, Nathan Zagura, Matt Wilhelm with you. And Matt, you know, to revisit things, we know Deflategate rulings happened with Tom Brady. Good for the Browns in the sense that the Patriots play the Steelers in the season opener. But we were talking about this wide receiver situation, and it fascinates me because the Browns don't have any one dominant receiver, but they've got a lot of guys, and we're talking about a team carrying anywhere between 7 and 8 wide receivers. And it just seems so wild to me because if they don't, they're going to have to make a definitive statement about something that went wrong, whether it be drafting Vince Neely, whether it be signing a Dwayne Bowe, or whether it be making this much of an investment in Terrell Pryor. That's the path of least resistance, by the way, is to not keep Terrell Pryor, but everybody seems to be so intrigued by his size-speed combination, and I hope to see him tonight, and I hope he makes a case for, hey, I should be here.
I do too, and I really think that what's unfortunate is that we're getting such a small sample size. You would have loved to have him up at least for the second preseason game versus the Bills, and then maybe rotate him in there with Josh McCown in the first half for that second half drive versus the Tampa Bay Buccaneers to see how he competes. And the great thing about tonight's game, if he does in fact play, Nathan, is it allows us as analysts and these coaches to be critical. Whether he's thrown the ball or not, his ability to play wide receiver, of course, it's a lot to do with catching the football, but there's a lot that's not. You know, his ability to be an active participant as a blocker on a run play, that matters. His ability to get off the press or to recognize different coverages, whether it's man press, you know, 3, 2, 4, whatever, and find those voids in the zones that an NFL wide receiver must do just to be on the same page with their quarterback, and then delivery and catching the football is the second half of it. So that's what I'm going to be in tune with if, in fact, he's not getting the ball forced to him or they're really not taking the initiative to get him and build him into this the game plan for the lack of a game plan tonight. But we'll see. You would hope if he is playing that Thaddy Lou and him, whether it's in the hotel, on the bus rides, the plane rides, are sitting next to each other and having those conversations, because I believe you have to see the football in his hands and what he does with it to make this football team. But I've been wrong before.
Do you think we make any kind of – do you see Terrell Pryor involved in anything other than being a wide receiver tonight?
No. And the reason why I say that is, if it is in fact true that he doesn't have to do a whole heck of a lot to make this football team, if you do show him, that's our speculation, and if you do show him doing other things and he doesn't make the Cleveland Browns football team, he'll be doing those same things, or you're expectedly like acting out and depicting him in roles that he can play for another team and in some cases might be used against the Cleveland Browns. So I think seeing him as a wide receiver, strictly as a wide receiver, because that's the position switch that he's made, and having him win on every down in the basics of playing the wide receiver, as I just mentioned, you know, a couple seconds ago, I want to see him win at playing wide receiver, and then we'll ask him to play other roles and coach him into those other roles once the season actually gets here.
I agree with you. I think that you got to focus on one thing right now. He's making this team as a wide receiver. Now, maybe you want to go out there and show some wrinkles with him, as we talked about, maybe as a personal protector, an end around something, just to put that out on tape. And I do believe if we see those things, I think that says that he's making the team.
I do too, because they've taken the time to create those and coach those scenarios, not only to Terrell Pryor, but the other 10 guys that are going to be out there. And the situation's definitely going to have to arise in the football game where you're immediately going to go, that's where we get TP involved. So you're right. The thought process is well beyond just, hey, let's do this. No, there's time and effort that goes into executing it properly on the football field.
Yeah, I agree with that. Nathan Zagura with Matt Wilhelm here, getting you ready for tonight's game, the finale of the preseason. Of course, that would be the Browns and the Bears in Chicago from Soldier Field. And it's a Browns team that is, as Mike Benn said, 4 or 5 spots up for grabs, and they are going to go ahead and make some of those decisions. Hopefully coming out of tonight's game, the roster's got to be down by Saturday, got to get down to the 53-man roster. So that is certainly something to keep an eye on. And I know everybody around the National Football League, it's a tough day tomorrow, but that's what everybody is going to be doing and going to be focused on. When you look at this team, you look at this game, Terrell Pryor, it's massively important for. I think it sounds, you know, just from the public sentiment on Vince Mailey, this is a massively important game for Vince Mailey. Vince Mailey needs to dig deep. He needs to go out there, show the form that led him to six 100-yard games, 106 catches a year ago, catch the football, and just go out there and show the gifts that made him as productive as he was last year. He has got to show that he can play. I think it would be a disastrous, disastrous game for him if he goes out and drops a couple more passes.
I agree. And you brought up of how efficient he was in college. And what's cause for concern thus far to the training camp, at least when it comes to the preseason, is when he's targeted, he's struggled. But you would think as a superior talent drafted in the fourth round and all the production he had last year, And as I just mentioned, you know, Thaddee Lou and Terrell Pryor having that rapport, Vince Mailey's really not built a rapport with Johnny. He hasn't built one with Thad Lewis. And he's going to have to rely on that rapport and his ability, just as I talked about Terrell Pryor, recognizing that zone, getting off that press, and winning in one-on-one situations, so much so that Thaddee Lou or Pat Devlin take, you know, an opportunity and throw him the football and allow him the opportunity to make the plays. But if he can't do that, a quarterback will look elsewhere, and that's where Jennings and Lenz and guys like E.J. Bibbs come into play, because we've seen them with the football produce in those preseason football games.
We certainly have seen them produce. We've seen them go out there, make plays, get the most out of their opportunities. Now, this is going to be their biggest, most extended opportunity. So it's an opportunity to shine. It's an opportunity to show that you can do it, not just flashing here or there, but over the course of a football game. And I think you're going to see a lot of opportunities for Bibbs, for Hausler, for Darius Jennings, for Lenz, for Mailey. I mean, if I'm the Browns and I put a fourth-round pick in Vince Mailey, I've already said I want to see some Dwayne Bowe tonight. I already said I want to see some Terrell Pryor. I'm letting Vince Mailey play every single snap.
Yeah, for sure.
I want to see him. Listen, at the end of the day, Josh Lenz and Darius Jennings, nice stories. They can get their reps mixing in. But I want Mailey out there every snap. What do you have, Vince Mailey, right now with the lights on bright? Show us. You're a fourth-round pick. We know you've had some issues in college, but we also know you're very productive. You're still raw. Here's an opportunity to go out there and play a whole game against the majority of guys who are probably not going to be in the National Football League and show that you are a class above.
No doubt. And just as we talked about, you know, how many guys do we carry on the active 45 with depth at O-line, what happens mid-season if, you know, you're down a receiver or two, maybe even three, and Vince Mailey has to be thrust onto the active 45 and be learning that game plan all week and be out there, whether he's throwing the ball or targeted, you know, that's nor here nor there, but to be out there and represent the Cleveland Browns and be trusted by these coaches, a lot of that has to do with his performance tonight. And so I want every opportunity to see Vince Mailey. He's the guy that you drafted. He's in some cases a part of the future here in Cleveland, and you want to see him live up to the billing of being drafted by this football team.
You do. All right, when we come back, we're going to bring in Gribble and KJ for more Roundtable live from the Red Ivy in Chicago. Come out. You can win two tickets tonight, Browns-Bears game from Soldier Field.